SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Cost of living, climate change at mental health. Ano nga ba yung mga isyong pinangambahan po at iniisip ng ating mga kabataan dito sa Australia? Kanina napagkwentuhan na namin ni Maridel yung mga issue tungkol po dyan, ano? Pero alamin natin yung kabuuan ng youth survey na ito sa nasabing ulat. Sa panahon na walang katiyakan sa ekonomiya at pandaigdigang mga isyu, mabilis na pagbabago sa teknolohiya at mga babala ng kalikasan, may tanong ang grupong Mission Australia kung ano ang pinaka-ibinabahala at ng mga isyu ng mga kabataan. At ang mga sagot ay hindi nakakagulat.
A lot of young people unfortunately coming into their teens and going, well, what am I going to do with my life? Like, how am I going to be able to afford a house? Where am I going to live? Because everything's just so uncertain with how the economy is going.
Yan ang tinig ni Jaden Smith Snowden, isang young artist na nakabase sa Brisbane na nag-aaral ng Certificate in Youth Work. Ang kanyang mga pananaw ay sumasalamin sa karamihan ng mga kabataan sa Australia ayon sa Mission Australia Youth Survey ngayong taon sa mahigit 17,000 nasa edad 14 hanggang 19. Lumabas sa resulta na cost of living ang isa sa pinakaisipin na may 64% ng mga sumagot sa survey. Sinabi ni Mission Australia Chief Executive Sharon Callister na malaking talon ang bilang na ito kumpara sa mga nakalipas sa taon.
That is the first time that it has received more than 2/3 of young people's assessment that that is the most important issue facing Australia at the moment. If we look back to 2022, over 20% of young people saying cost of living was a key issue.
Para kay Jaden naman na lumipat mula sa out-of-home care sa NDIS-supported rental accommodation, nababahala din siya sa usapin ng housing o pabahay.
I'm lucky that I have, I want to say, relatively solid housing. Because even sometimes I sit there and I'm like, am I going to be homeless tomorrow? Like, am I going to be able to go home to a roof over my head, to a bed to sleep in, to food in my fridge?
Ang 18 taong gulang naman na si Hannah Singh na nag-aaral ng Biomedical Engineering and Medical Science ay nakatira sa kanyang mga magulang pero nangangamba pa din sa kinabukasan.
Compared to at least my parents' generation and the ones before that, it just feels like so many people just want to be able to save up for like a first home and it just feels impossible. So something needs to be done about that, I think. And I would also say supermarkets, because I feel that in other nations they have more regulations on supermarket to prevent like price gouging and excessive inflation of price.
Ang online survey ng Mission Australia ay pinamahagi sa mga eskwelahan, community groups, support organizations at sa kanilang website. Matapos ang cost of living, mental health naman ang pangalawang concern na may 29% at sinundan ng climate change na may 27%. Housing din at homelessness na 25%. Sa mga nakapanayam ng SBS, ilang kabataan ang nagsabing may malakas na ugnayan sa pagitan ng mental health at iba pang mga pangamba. Isa na dito si Xiao Luoy na lumipat sa Australia mula Malaysia upang mag-aral at magpatakbo ng grupong tumutulong sa mga international students.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Having to mitigate the difficulties that come with like cost of living and also the rise of like housing prices, they have to put themselves in positions where they have to overwork themselves and also just not prioritize their well-being overall, and that contributes to declining mental health, which is what I've been seeing a lot around with my peers as well.
Sa issue naman ng climate change, sinabi ni Sharon Callister na bumaba ito mula sa dati nitong pangunahing pwesto ng pangamba ng mga kabataan dahil na din sa pagtaas ng issue ng cost of living o pagtaas ng mga pangunahing bilihin. Para kay Hannah Singh, nakakadismaya ito lalo na anyat malaking bagay ang social media sa paghubog ng pananaw ng mga kabataang katulad niya.
I was engaged in like climate marches and I've always been very passionate about the environment. But I feel like there's so much going on right now that for people who are maybe easily influenced, or anyone who spends a lot of time on social media, maybe that's just not really what they're receiving.
At bagaman hindi siya kumbinsido na magiging epektibo ang social media ban sa mga edad na nasa mababa 16, sinabi niyang makakatulong ang bawasan ng pagtutok sa mga social apps.
I'm just worried that we're being too influence to disregard each other and dislike each other based off kind of abstract political things rather than realizing bigger issues at hand. Like, I feel like we're internally squabbling rather than thinking about why top 1% owns all this money and why they're deciding everything.
Para naman kay Jayden na lumaki sa regional Queensland, karamihan sa mga pangamba na ito ay mas malala pa sa mga kabataang naniniraan sa labas ng mga pangunahing lungsod.
For people that haven't grown up rural and grown up working the land, they don't realize how much that this climate change is actually starting to take a toll on our agricultural industry, on our livestock industry. They sit there and they wonder why everything's getting so pricey at the stores and getting so expensive, but that's because the climate change is making it harder and harder on our farmers and on our ranches.
Dagdag ni Jayden na isang youth advisor sa CREATE, isang advocacy at support service group para sa mga taong nasa out-of-home care, na ang kakulangan sa mga medical, mental health at community service ay lalong may mabigat na epekto sa mga kabataan sa rehiyon. Pero sinabi naman ni Mission Australia Chief Executive Sharon Callister na may mga positibo rin sa survey, gaya ng mga mas kaunti ang nagsasabi ng may kalungkutan ang pangunahing issue, at tumaas din ang bilang nagsasabing magandang nakikita nila sa hinaharap.
You know, for the first time ever, we asked a new question, which was, what are your biggest hopes for the future? And nearly 60% of young people were hoping for employment and developing a career and setting career goals, closely followed by wanting to build family relationships and connections. And also, many young people, biggest hopes were around money, financial sustainability, and one day hoping to own a home.
Sinang ayunan din ito ni Jayden.
I'm starting to see it a lot more lately, is that a lot more young people are starting to step up and starting to talk about these issues, and a lot more are starting to get empowered because they're seeing their friends doing it and they're like, I can do it as well.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Edwina Ginan para sa SBS News sa isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.